Welcome to this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, an interview with Forrest Breifogel, author of Integrated Enterprise Excellence, Volume 1, The Basics. Golfing buddies go beyond Lean Six Sigma and the Balanced Scorecard. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives, and I would like to welcome you to this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, an interview with Forrest Breifogel, author of Integrated Enterprise Excellence, Volume 1, The Basics. Golfing buddies go beyond Lean Six Sigma and the Balanced Scorecard. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. In this special edition podcast, we interview Forrest Breifogel, author of the Integrated Enterprise Excellence Series, and CEO of Smarter Solutions, a global management coaching and consulting firm specializing in the design and application of innovative enterprise-wide performance measures and business solutions. And so now, without any further delay, let's get started. We are privileged to be joined by Forrest Breifogel, CEO of Smarter Solutions, a global management coaching and consulting firm specializing in the design and application of innovative enterprise-wide performance measures and business solutions. For over 15 years, Forrest has advised company leaders and their teams on how to improve their organization's performance through the use of his Integrated Enterprise Excellence System. In 2004, Forrest received the prestigious Crosby Medal from the American Society for Quality for his earlier book, Implementing Six Sigma. He serves on the Board of Advisors for the University of Texas Center for Performance Excellence. Recently, Forrest authored the Integrated Enterprise Excellence Series and is here today to share his insights on improving organizational performance with our strategy-driven community. Welcome, Forrest.
Thank you for inviting me to be a part of your program. Looking forward to the discussion.
I really appreciate your being here, and I loved the Integrated Enterprise Excellence, the Basics book. One of the things that I really liked about it was that it was written as a story, as the second part of the title implies, golfing buddies, and I just find it so much easier to read than so many other books, and I really got a lot out of it. Forrest, as I read The Basics, I felt like it was describing a lot of the work I've done in the past when I've tried to implement a balanced scorecard measurement system for my organization, only to end up time and again with just a lot of work maintaining performance indicators, but really little or no organizational performance change. Yeah, I was wondering if we could start out by asking you, what inspired you to develop the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System? And in particular, what led you to combine Lean Six Sigma with the Balanced Scorecard?
Well, Six Sigma is not really a business system. Lean Six Sigma is a project-based problem-solving system. The reason for sustaining problems that Lean Six Sigma often has is that the system creates what I call a push for project creation, where financially validated results can have questionable benefits. By that I mean, like, typically when we try to decide what projects we're going on to work on, mm-hmm. for somebody maybe going in training, we'll get people in the room and they'll brainstorm for where projects, and then we'll say, okay, you take that project on, and you take that project on. And I call that a push for project creation. And what that can lead to is sometimes we can claim that there's been a savings of $100 million, but nobody can seem to find the money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the point is it's not looking at the overall enterprise to figure out what projects are most beneficial to the organization. Now, if we talk about the balanced scorecard, that can also have some issues too. It's kind of been my observation that these metrics are often aligned to hard to get your arms around strategies that can change over time, mm-hmm. and also with leadership change. And I've observed that these can lead to unhealthy organizational behaviors. In addition, they often have red, yellow, green scorecards that can lead to much firefighting and wasted resources. Now, what this integrated enterprise excellence does, or what I call IEEE, it's described in my 4-book volume series, is really a business system that can help organizations create a no-nonsense measurement, analysis, and improvement governance system so that the most appropriate Six Sigma and Lean tool is used at the right time for the enterprise as a whole.
Okay. Wow, that is interesting. And I was wondering if you could next kind of give our listeners an overview of what is the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System.
Okay, well, in my 4-book volume series, The Integrated Enterprise Excellence System, I describe an organizational framework where companies can get out of the firefighting mode and move more towards what I call the 3 R's of business. That is, everybody doing the right things and doing them right at the right time. Now, described in this 4-book volume series is a governance system that CEOs can use to orchestrate their business so that they avoid some of the kind of problems that we've been experiencing, such as accounting irregularities. So I basically put this system together from the work that I've done over a quarter century from working with both large and small companies, helping them first ask the right question, then answer the right question using what I call do it smarter techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the 4-book volume series is really an enhancement of the techniques I've described in previous books. For example, implementing Six Sigma, which won the ASQ Crosby Medal.
Okay. I know as I read the book, I call it DMAIC, or Define, Measure, Analyze, Improve, and Control, was a model that I saw as a recurring theme over and over again, and it was used at both the enterprise level and at the project level. Could you give us some insight or an overview of what those models are and the difference between the two?
Yes. If you look traditionally, Six Sigma and Lean Six Sigma deployments typically have project execution roadmap that follows the Define, Measure, Analyze, Improve, Control, or DMAIC roadmap for project execution. Now, in this IEEE system, project execution has a similar roadmap, but where I truly integrate Lean and Six Sigma tools into the overall roadmap. So now, in IEEE, I refer to this project execution roadmap as P to make. Now, however, IEEE also has a unique enterprise process to make roadmap, or what I call E to make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this E to make provides a framework for integrating all enterprise processes. So it's a system for putting it all together, basically. It's a business system. Now, in this system, strategies for improving, making improvements reside in the E2Make analyze phase, where analytics can be blended with innovation to build strategies that lead to target improvement efforts. Often what we do is lead the organization from strategies, which can change over time, depend upon leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But in this overall roadmap, we're creating a foundation where it's got to define and measure, which remains constant over time fundamentally, and then you use analytics and innovation to systematically coming up with strategies that you really get your arms around, and those strategies can lead to projects that are aligned to true needs of the business as a whole. That is basically improving profitability and long-term growth.
Okay. It, you know, and as I looked at those models, you know, it drew me back to what we at Strategy Driven talk about as our strategic pyramid. But what I really liked also was the fact that, as you mentioned, leaders in an organization change, but this seemed to me to support a continuity of business improvement through those leadership changes, so that an organization, you know, was able to keep moving forward, and didn't go through what I've seen in some organizations I've worked with as the throes of change. Someone new comes in, and all of a sudden, everything else goes out the window, and we're rewriting the book.
Yes, exactly. That's what I observed too.
Forrest, you also talk in your book about a concept of design of experiments, or DOE, and a lot of the companies I've worked for or worked with, I didn't exactly observe them doing something like DOE. Could you explain that to our listeners, and why it's important for a company to actually engage in that activity?
Right. DOE is a very efficient methodology for both testing a product and making sure the product is performing well, and also making process improvement when you don't know how to go in and change the knobs, so to speak, on the process. So in a DOE, the effects of several independent factors, or we can call them variables, can be considered simultaneously in one experiment without evaluating all the combinations of factor levels when you're really assessing the magnitude of a response. Now, in manufacturing and design verification, it is natural, because of time constraints, to focus typically on experimental evaluations on nominal operating conditions. However, customers rarely receive nominally built machines or use a product that's under nominally or operating conditions. Similarly, in manufacturing processes, rarely produces products under nominal tolerance conditions. Now, DOE techniques can aid in the development of the quality products that meets the needs of customers, even though they might have a variety of different applications. DOE technique can also help manufacturing with process parameters and other conditions so that they create quality products on a continuing basis.
Okay. It also seemed to me that DOE could be extended into just really all aspects of business. Like I was thinking offhand, like marketing, for instance, as developing a marketing campaign or various marketing or sales approaches, that they could really be set up as with DOE.
Yes, exactly. I tried to, create the statement. I'm saying, if you're looking at trying something and seeing how well it works, you might want to consider design of experiments, or you should consider design of experiments. Say, for example, you have you try to get people to buy your charge cards. You know, we all get this junk mail, so to speak. But the question is, how can we get a better response rate on that? And in order to do it, we might come up with the idea, well, let's go in and try a big postcard size, 8.5 by 11, rather than an envelope. Okay, so that's something we might get better response on if we mail that out, as opposed to the individual letters like we, receive frequently. So that's something we could try. We consider that a factor. But I'd say, well, might that depend upon the gender? In other words, females might go in and prefer the postcard versus males. You know, that could be. It could be the age of the person receiving it. Or you might be large city versus rural, or East Coast versus West Coast. So these are all considered factors. And you can build a design experiment so that you're sending out these postcards, some big and some are small, to these various factors in a certain combination. And then you might find out that, okay, that the large postcards work best for the females. That or females prefer that, and also people on the West Coast prefer that. So you're going to be doing different things depending upon what you found out from this experiment, because there may be some preferences. So that would just be an example how this is applicable not just in manufacturing but transactional process as well.
And one of the things I really liked about the book was that the characters in the book all came from different organizations and different businesses, whether they were manufacturing or one from a hospital environment, because so many of the principles in the book are applicable in so many facets of business. I would hate that to have folks think that, because it says Six Sigma that it's a manufacturing application, it really has broad application. In fact, I have to admit, I've already started to think of applications for the strategy-driven website and, how we communicate to folks.
Yes, exactly.
So, now, Forrest, besides talking about Lean Six Sigma and the balanced scorecard within the book, you also mentioned several other management principles, including things like the theory of constraints, total quality management, ISO 9000, and SMART goals. And I was wondering if you could explain how these management concepts are related to or complement or are different than the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System.
Okay. The IEEE integrates enterprise process measurement and improvement methodologies with these tools such as Lean and theory of constraints in a really never-ending pursuit of trying to make excellence. Now, IEEE becomes an enabling framework which integrates and provides and aligns with other initiatives such as TQM, ISO 9000, Malcolm Baldrige Assessment, and the Shingle Prize. So IEEE is an organization, no-nonsense governance system for establishing and for both establishing and achieving SMART goals. That's where SMART goals are specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time-based. So IEEE, I'm looking at as a framework where you can actually go in and achieve the Malcolm Baldrige Award. The Malcolm Baldrige Award is not prescriptive on how you do certain things, but it has some really good stuff that you would like to do in your business system, but it doesn't tell you how to do this. But IEEE provides the framework to actually achieve that, and in addition, other awards such as the Shingle Prize. And you also can be implementing within the overall system at the right time that's helpful to the business as a whole, TQM and other methodologies, even the plan, do, check, act, which Deming made real popular.
Forrest, you talked about a framework that IEEE provides. I've focused on the basics, which is volume one of the four book series. I was wondering if you could tell us about the collection of books as a whole, and I'm guessing that there's probably more about the framework and how to go about implementing IEEE in the other three books.
Exactly. The first book in the four book volume series is called The Integrated Enterprise Excellence System, an Enhanced Unified Approach to Balanced Scorecards, Strategic Planning, and Business Improvement. Now, I think the subtitle nets out what can be achieved through IEEE. This book then leads to the three-volume series, where the volume one is written as a novel, as we've been talking about, and provides the basic of the system. Now, in this book, the four golfing buddies described how to go beyond the Lean Six Sigma and the balanced scorecard methodology, and they describe it, again, in a story fashion. And so this book has been compared to the popular book, The Cole, which was written by Eliza Goldratt on the theory of constraints.
Mm-hmm.
Now, The Goal is a great book, but the book does not really describe the how-tos of execution. Now, in volume two and volume three of this four-book volume series, it does describe how to implement this IEEE system. In the 550 pages of volume two, the reader is walked through the details of executing the EDMAIC roadmap system, while in the 1,200 pages of Volume 3, the readers walk through the execution of the project or the PDMAIC roadmap, which has a true integration of Lean and Six Sigma tools for improvement project execution.
Before we close, I believe that you have a website where our listeners can go to get more information regarding IEEE.
Yes, I sure do. So if you'd like some more information about the IEEE, I suggest that you check out our website, www.smartersolutions.com. Now, in this website, I have an online resource library. Now, this online resource library has many articles that describe various aspects of IEEE, along with measurement improvement systems in general. Now, secondly, I've been doing creating a blog a day where I've been going in and describing various issues people are having or even excerpts from the book. So, you know, if this may be some form of communication that some of your listeners may find beneficial. Thirdly, there's a brochure that can be downloaded, which contains a 4-page article that describes the IEEE system. And then finally, you can purchase the described 4-book volume series on this website, which again is www.smartersolutions.com.
And to make sure our listeners have an opportunity to quickly navigate their way to smartersolutions.com, we're going to include a link on the article that is the podcast on our website. So our listeners, with just a single click, can go right over to your website to get those extra materials.
Great.
Yeah. Well, Forrest, if our listeners can't tell already, I really love this book. Like I said, I love business novels in particular because I find them to be a much easier read. And not only was this something that I found enjoyable to read, but it pulled together for me a lot of the concepts of the, you know, all these management principles, for, whether it was Lean Six Sigma or the Balanced Scorecard, but the other aspects of things like TQM, ISO 9000 SMART goals, and the like, and pulled it together into one package that my previous reviews of those things, you know, kind of left me siloed. So I love this book. I would recommend our listeners go out and get the basics and the other 3 volumes that go with it. I wanted to thank you personally for not only sharing your time, but your insights with us on organizational performance improvement. Like I said, I've really enjoyed the book, and I'm hoping all our listeners go out and pick up a copy for themselves. So, Forrest, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast. I would also like to personally thank Forrest Breifogel for being with us today and sharing his insights on improving organizational performance through the use of the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System. As always, we would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. You can find more information about Forrest Breifogel and the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System at www.smartersolutions.com. Until next time, so long.